Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. I was hesitating talking because once I start, I can't stop. It's one of those days, like, we all have those days where I'm in a good mood. I have good show prep. I think it's going to be a good show. Looking forward to it. But just something you got to do. Does that make sense? I don't know whether it's my own mental illnesses that do that or if it's just a human thing. But just something where it's like, even if it's something that's not unpleasant, where you're like, can't get out of it. Makes me want to get out of it. Makes me want to just go, oh.
Well, let's break it down. It's Friday.
Yes.
It's summer.
Hot.
Yeah. I think it's normal to be like, I don't really feel like.
It's also very unfair, I think, to us to let us have a day off in the middle of the week and then be like, oh, but you do have to come in still and do Friday.
Yes.
It's like, what? Yeah. Come on now.
It is weird.
I think we're fine.
I spent much of yesterday thinking it was Saturday and then being like, oh, why is that going to work?
What would any of us be doing that would be more fun than what these hours will be?
It's not the fun, because it's definitely more fun than if I were by myself.
It's just less responsibility, right?
Yeah.
Say, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, the only thing I hate about, like, quote, working is the drive. Everything else is cool, but the drive is just a lot. But that was my choice. I chose to live in the wilderness. So what are you gonna
do? Oh, man. Let me share a victory. It's the smallest of victories, but remember the tomato plant I bought at Schnucks?
Yes.
Gave me its first tomato, about the size of a kid's fist. That's a strange reference, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
And
a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's the best tomato I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Even allowing for it's my tomato, right?
Yeah.
Where you're going to go like, it's the best tomato I've ever had. It's the best tomato I've ever had.
Homegrown is better.
Yeah.
How did you eat it? Did you just eat it by itself?
Oh, in the most South Roxana Hoosier way possible.
Peanut butter?
A tomato and Miracle Whip sandwich.
Okay.
That sounds good.
It was good.
My wife is a big fan of the tomato and peanut butter sandwich.
What?
Woo.
Like tomato, big juicy homegrown tomato slices on a peanut butter sandwich?
No, thank you.
Loves them.
Is this a thing?
I'd never heard of that before.
I have no idea. I thought you guys would be all like, uh-huh, that's the way.
No, never heard of that in my life.
That's actually kind of frightening.
You should be frightened of her.
You're just making that up, right?
It turns out it's from the 1930s, from the Settlement Cookbook.
Oh, my God. They actually do that.
Yep. Settlement Cookbook.
Why would anybody do
right.
that?
You're living one of the weirdest lives.
Sounds about right.
I love tomatoes and I love peanut butter.
Is cooking out of the settlement.
Here's the thing. She is a little bit weird with food because she grew up, well, much of her family is like hill folk. So she is very familiar with all the, you know, squirrel brains and tail soup.
What did you just say?
A bunch of hill Williams?
Yeah, a bunch of hill folk.
It's like they're from the Shire.
And then she also, with her food allergy, she couldn't, when we were all eating, like, ice cream and you know, butter on like grilled cheeses and stuff. She had to find other things that she would enjoy, and that's where she would come up with, you know, peanut butter and tomato slices
to chase her squirrel brains.
To chase her squirrel brains and tail soup.
Okay, all right.
You say to her, like, you say, I asked her if she'd ever had pig feet because we were watching a guy boil some pig feet. I asked her if she'd ever ever eaten that.
You were watching a guy boiling pig feet?
Yeah, he was doing like a big boil, and he was throwing some pig feet in there because he couldn't find the turkey necks. And I asked her if she'd ever had pig feet, and she's like, "No, I've only had the snoot."
I've had snoot.
Have you had snoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had snoot. Mm. It wasn't bad.
Mm. I imagine it's not. I imagine the feet probably aren't bad either. Mm. I mean, why would people eat them?
They're called
trotters.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Very cute.
Maybe then.
Well, I'm happy for your tomato, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not sure I'll eat another one, but.
Put some peanut butter on that bad boy.
No, there's some things I just don't even want to try.
Yeah, yeah. I never thought it sounded good either.
It doesn't sound good to me either.
I have an ongoing drama. So I use this service called Lawn Guru, and it's basically like a DoorDash where I pay the company $40-$50. They pay the person whatever. I tip the person, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have a bunch of providers that will, you know, bid for your job and get it and what have you. And the person I have, who I won't say their name for obvious reasons, could be a fan of the show. They can message you through the app. And I'm not their only person. They're not just messaging me. They're messaging all their people. And so I'm on Fridays. There's not a chance in hell I'll get my lawn mowed today. It could be by Tuesday. But by Tuesday, this lady's husband's going to have meningitis, hot dog fingers, toxic malaise. Everything goes wrong with these people.
On Friday.
And it's always like, look, I know we're supposed to be there. This is like a month running now. And I can cancel that provider and they'll give me a new one, but I'm enjoying the drama.
Dave's like, I like the stories.
Like, it is. I go in there every Friday and I'm never disappointed. It's always like, oh, my husband got something stuck in his big toenail and we have to go to the ER. We're going to the Mayo Clinic and just.
So is he the.
He seems to be the problem.
Lawn cutter guyer, or is it the lady that's the lawn cutter lady?
No,
she's the business.
The business.
The business.
I got
face.
You.
But a guy shows
you.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah, so, she's the front of house. He's the laborer. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And he cuts his toe off a lot.
Yeah. Just kind of interesting.
Well, now, at this point, you have to see if they'll ever see it through. I think that's your responsibility at this point.
Mm. Yeah. And when they show up with like a trailer full of...
Nice. So they got all the tools and everything.
Yeah, nice.
And they do a decent job.
Do a good job.
Yeah, they do a decent job. So, but it's just kind of entertaining.
That is funny.
Also had a weird DoorDash last night. Mm-hmm. The person, I didn't talk to them because I'm not human anymore. So I sat just within my hidey hole watching them deliver it.
Tastes like,
and then I waited until they walked off and I started to open the door, but I guess they didn't get a good picture. So they turned around and came back and I scurried.
It's
I literally scurried.
Did you scamper?
Off to the side. And then when they finally left for real, I got the bag and there was a post-it note handwritten from my dasher saying, hey, it's my 30th birthday today, and I'm dashing. Something a little extra would be appreciated. And then gave me, like, their Cash App number.
Mm.
I don't think you should do that.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Now, what I have had...
Especially since we all know you already tipped.
I did.
And you tipped more than most people would.
Tipped pretty well.
Yeah.
What
That's
I do
ridiculous.
Love, and Megan and I are thinking of doing this for ourselves, is, a calling card... Like, it's dropped in the bag, and it's a little, like, business card or whatever, and it's just like, you just got delivered by the Dashin' Lovebirds or something. I think those are great. I've gotten a bunch of those. I think those are adorable. I want
some
of those.
I can tell you're not workshopping the Dashing Lovebirds. I can tell this has had some discussion already.
Well, I thought of it a little bit ago.
It's a pretty, as long as that's allowed, it's a pretty good idea.
I don't know how much it's allowed, but I've okay. Whenever I've gotten them, I think they're cute. Like, when I open the bag and I see,
You've
like...
You've already been fired once. And you don't know why. Maybe take the first month easy.
I mean, I've seen other people do it.
Well,
it's not like begging for more money. It's just like, hey, hope you enjoy the food. Yeah, my name was Jeff.
What benefit do you get from that?
Yeah, can I request the lovebirds?
Yeah.
No, but it's like, it's good to have a reputation. It's good to have a rapport with the people that you, you know, I think I've told the story before, but I delivered to somebody a bunch of times, and eventually they told me, like, I get very excited when I see your name pop up, because I know that everything's going to be delivered well, and you're going to do a good job. And so I think it's just a part of that. It's just sort of, you know, if you're working in the same space all the time, if you're like in the same city delivering.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to have a little rapport.
Go ahead, Rich.
Back to the Post-it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of reasons why it's wrong to me. The first being, I have no way of confirming that it's actually your 30th birthday.
Right.
I mean, I have no way of confirming that. So I have to take you at your word.
Is it your fifth birthday of the year?
Right. And then we've reached a point in society, bless you, Dave, where it is somehow acceptable to be like, hey, please give me more money on top of the money you already gave me. Like that. And then you're the jerk if you don't do it. Like, then it puts you in the position of like, I told him it was my 30th birthday and he still didn't send me another $10. Like,
yeah.
The whole thing is so icky and wrong to me.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'll be on Reddit and at the DoorDash subreddit comes up quite a bit. And a lot of it is screenshots of Dashers asking for more than the tip they already mm-hmm. willingly took. And it's like, I get it. You want to make money. That's the reason you're doing DoorDash. But you could say no to that order, right? I mean,
with the same lady last night, I had a weird people-pleasing thing I wanted to run by you guys. She messaged me. She was an excellent DoorDasher. She had to wait a long time for my food. I got it from Landry's.
Okay.
Because I'm rich. And and so I knew it was going to take a while, and she had to wait for quite a while. And she messaged me on the app and said, sorry, it's taking quite a while. I'm still waiting. And I said, no problem. Thanks for letting me know. And I should have just sent it. But I put, comma, so sorry it's taking so long. Now, that's perfectly courteous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret it, but it poked me in my people pleasing because I could have just said, thanks for letting me know. But I felt like I had to go on and apologize for something that was not my responsibility. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a nothing interaction, but it made me go, oh, why do you do this?
I understand.
It drives you to be like this. Because afraid she'd be mad at me. I'm afraid my DoorDasher's going to be mad at me. Then I get a note from her asking me for money that I'm not going to send.
It's a lot of drama. The DoorDash, the Instacart. Like I said, these subreddits pop up a lot for me just in my feed. And a lot of times it's just people posting their bad experience or they're frustrated or this and this. And I'm like, dude, if it's so frustrating, just go to the store yourself and get it yourself, you know? Like, I'm not saying that's what you're doing.
No,
I'm just saying
there's a quick fix.
You see it over and over. People are like, I'm so unhappy. This is the third time this week. It's like, just go to Schnucks yourself.
Say, Dave's not the one going on Reddit complaining.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You
stated it's just a part of life.
Yeah.
You're not coming in here like, what's wrong with all these people?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Just like weird little things.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Smiley for Baseball says, listen to the podcast. All I can say is more, please.
Oh?
Yeah, it was fun. That's a fun podcast. Where do people find it? I don't know how podcasts work.
Just the same place you'd find the rest of
them. Yeah, they're
on
all of them.
You can find them on the website.
Anywhere
or
you get
any
your podcast.
Podcasting service.
So just for me, is it in the stack of everything else, or is it like separate from the regular DGS?
It is in the stack of everything else. There's no real way to separate it in a way that would make it easy to find.
What's it called, basically?
Baseball Bonus Podcast.
Okay.
That's what I named it.
There you go. Fine. Jake says, Proud Dave didn't give any more tip. That's growth. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Surprised I didn't just walk out and give her a $20 bill. Like, happy birthday.
Here.
She looks like 55.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Definitely not her 30th birthday.
Again. It's that vomiting baby again.
Right.
Do you remember the time, Dave, we were walking down the sidewalk out here and an unhoused lady asked for money, and I feel like I gave her a couple of bucks, and she was like, it's my birthday, and I'm walking away. I'm like, I can't believe it. It was her birthday, and I helped her, and you're like, I don't think it was her birthday. I like totally fell for it. I was like, oh, man, I did my good deed of the day.
Oops. Do you guys think, I was thinking about, I'm pretty sure I will walk Phoebe down the aisle. She's fairly traditional for Gen Z. She's Z or Alpha?
I would think she's Z.
Yeah, I think she's Z.
Because Alpha, I think, is like 11-year-olds.
But do you guys think that within a generation or so, those sorts of kind of old-timey things will go away? A lot of traditions?
No, because I think that's a tradition that everybody likes. Mm. Like, that's not a tradition that's like, you know...
I figured giving away the bride was sort of anachronistic now.
I think maybe that's just not how it's looked at, right? Like, it's looked at less as, like, the father giving away the bride and more just, like, the father joining the bride on this walk down the altar together. Not to drop the W word, but my brother and his new wife are pretty woke. And I think that's kind of how it was looked at their wedding.
Gotcha.
Less of a giving away and
because
more of just like a joining.
It's a real treat for the dad. It would be terrible to take that away.
Yeah.
Like, even if we recouch it would be nice to have that. It's a nice thing.
That's the thing. It's a nice thing that people like.
I've seen a lot of weddings. I've been at some weddings where it's both the mom and the dad that do it.
No.
They walk down on each side.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of brides are a little nervous and like having someone with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
No one settles no one settles your nerves like me.
I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé, and the whole point is like they have to get married in 90 days, and a lot of times the bride or the groom are from a different country. They don't have any family with them, and they'll walk down the aisle with like their spouse's uncle or something, and it's just always really nice.
I had another generational thing. I ordered Burger King the other night, and I got a Whopper, and it was excellent. But it wasn't as good as when I was young.
Mm.
To what degree do you think that is like literally your brain aging and watercoloring everything? And to what degree do you think like, no, Whoppers were better, Ding Dongs were better, stuff was better? What do you think? Because you're old enough now that you can remember back and things were different.
I mean, there are Hostess is a great example. Hostess is actually not the same formulas as right. It was 20 years same. Ago. So yep. I think it's totally fair to say that. And I think, it's got to be the case for most fast food. You were getting a certain level of quality that they just can't keep meeting those standards and then selling it to you at a cheap price in 2025.
Isn't that sad?
I'm telling you, Taco Bell used to have so much flavor in their taco shells because they were using like chicken corn feed. And then they got in trouble for it, and they had to stop doing it. And now there's way less flavor in the shells because they had to use.
I'm so glad to hear you guys say this.
Yeah. So there's, things are definitely always. This is, I brought up my wife's food allergy earlier. This is something that you have to be very vigilant about because fast food places are constantly changing their recipe. So what might not have had milk in it, 6 months ago, last time you had a chicken nugget, now it does. Because they changed the recipe for whatever reason, probably always in pursuit of finding a cheaper way to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the cases where they're like, we need to upgrade these, right? Like where McDonald's way back in the day upgraded the nugget because they sucked. There was a long time where they were just awful and they were all like rubbery and blue. And now they're actually pretty decent, but they changed it because of that. But I think there's a lot of what you're talking about, Dave. There's a lot of companies that just change the recipe for various reasons. And then there's some of it is just like, we remember it being better than it was because everything seemed cooler when you're 18.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.